The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast this week. Lots of great information on the way. Everybody's ready to welcome you back. And remember, more information online as well. SurreySportsPark.co.uk. Yep, changes. We've had to reduce capacity, but they're ready.
When you arrive at SSP, you'll see we've introduced a new queuing system to the left side of the entrance. You'll need to pre-book your session via the SSP website, and once you arrive for your slot, it will not take us long to welcome you into the building.
When you arrive at reception, simply tell us your name and what session you're booked in for, and one of our friendly members of staff will check you in.
We'll have two check-in areas at the main reception desk, so we can get you into the building and ready for your session as safely and quickly as possible.
You'll notice we have lots of new signage around. These are in place to help guide you through the building and highlight cleanliness, hygiene and spatial awareness measures that are in place.
Once you've checked in, you'll see there's a one-way system in place. You can access the gym via the main staircase as usual. Please don't forget to use the hand sanitizer once you've checked in.
To access the gym, just swipe your card as normal. Once you're into the gym, we ask you to clean your hands with the sanitizer provided.
Your slot will be 90 minutes long. You can use as much or as little of this as you like. The gym will look a little bit differently when you return, but our team will be on hand to help you with that.
Our capacity is now 40 people per session. You'll see that we have made some equipment unavailable to help give you some additional space. There will still be at least two pieces of equipment per person.
Some of our equipment is likely to be popular when we reopen, so we ask you to be mindful of other people when training. If you need any help changing any of your exercises, then please don't hesitate to ask us.
You can see that we have placed yellow markings on the floor to indicate the one-way system to help your way around the gym. You can also see that we have blue tape as well on the floor to indicate the free space that you can use your equipment in.
We have cleaning stations around the gym with spray and wipe bottles and paper towels. We ask that you clean your equipment before and after use.
Our air conditioning units will provide 100% fresh air around the building, and after each gym session we will commence a 30 minute deep cleaning of equipment ready for the next session.
When you leave the gym, please use the main staircase and head down towards front of house.
Many of our fitness classes will be taking place in Arena C to offer you more space to exercise. Our instructors will be on the stage to ensure that everybody in the class can follow along safely.
So we've moved some of our indoor cycling bikes here into Studio A and B. We're also offering a different set of classes instead of the synergy that usually takes place in the gym. Also, our yoga and Pilates are going to take place here just to give you that extra bit of space during the sessions.
To help minimise contact, our change rooms and showers will remain closed during the first phase of our reopening. So please make sure that you come ready to exercise and keep all belongings with you at all times. Drinking fountains will be available, but only to fill a container. We also ask that you wipe down any contact areas with the wipes provided after filling your container.
Please be aware that our lockers are currently unavailable, and we ask that bags and coats, with the exception of drawstring bags, are not taken into the gym.
And whilst parts of the building remain closed for the time being, we're continuing to work hard to get them open as quickly and safely as possible. We're really looking forward to seeing you soon, and if you have any questions, visit our website or ask a member of the team. We're ready. Are you?
And Georgia and Gemma from the treatment room are here with some top tips for returning to the gym.
Couple of weeks, it's best to focus on your range of motion, mobility and specific movement patterns, because you probably won't have been focusing on those specifically during lockdown.
So with your training load, that will be to do with the amount of weight that you're lifting within your sessions and also the amount of sets that you'll be doing with that. You want to make sure that with your weight, bring that down to about 50% of what it was prior to lockdown. That'll enable you to build up over the first couple of weeks. And same with the sets. If you were doing six sets, maybe bring it down to about three. That'll allow you to increase progressively over the first few weeks without overloading and stopping you from being able to train. With the intensity of your sessions, we want these to be a little bit lower over the first 2 weeks so that you don't burn out. We don't mind the first 2 weeks, the intensity maybe being about a 5 out of 10. This will allow you to progress up to an 8 out of 10, about weeks 3 to 4, and again, which will enable you to progressively build up and get back to that pre-lockdown weight.
If your goal is to train 5 times a week, then make sure that you are training 5 times a week. This will help make sure that you're getting into a good routine and your body's getting used to the amount of training you're doing. It will just be the intensity and the load that are reduced to start with.
Those online consultations will be bookable this week for appointments from the 27th of July. In-person treatments are also permitted. These will be available to book soon. And there's a waiting list as well for those who'd like an in-person session. Find out more about these via email, thetreatmentroom@surrey.ac.uk. A short episode than usual, but everybody's really looking forward to welcoming you back to Surrey Sports Park. More information online, on the website as well, surreysportspark.co.uk. See you next week.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.